This is so stupid.
But no, literally, can kick rocks. It's the worst.
Can you say that again into the mic?
Dude. LA can fucking kick rocks. It's ass.
You're killing me.
I could go on a whole rant about how LA is trash.
Oh, you're killing me. Please do, honestly. I go back and forth because it's like, it's so nice. The weather is so nice.
The weather. I know.
Right? You walk around and you're like, do I have abs? And is my life perfect? Am I going to go to Erewhon and drink a $20 smoothie and everything will be just fine?
Yeah, the weather was, it did help me.
Right?
Through some days.
So I was going to live in LA.
Yeah.
I was working with this woman, Stacia Patwell. She has a company called School of Thought. It's like a fitness program.
Of course.
Classic.
Yeah.
And I was out there for like a month and I was like, I could do this. But then one day I was really sad and I went down to the Santa Monica Pier and I sobbed.
You sobbed.
I just looked out over the ocean and the beach and I was crying and I felt depressed.
Yeah.
Because you can't be sad on a beach.
You think it's strange. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, no, something's deeply wrong with me. It's like, no, you're just having a bad day. You're just having a hard time. In New York, you can cry and you're like, this is fine.
Oh, that's normal because you're around five other people that are crying.
Exactly. And someone's shitting.
And someone's shitting next to you. Yeah. Somebody's probably throwing their urine bags, colostomy bags are being thrown around. But you know what? There's more of a community of hatred.
This is true.
You know?
Right.
In LA, you're wondering, why am I sad?
Or there's like an underlying, yeah. Yeah, no, it really made me question everything. I was like, you can't be sad in LA.
You can't, or you shouldn't be.
Yeah, but you were there for a year? Wait, let me get you. Sorry, I'm so carried away.
Yeah, we could just go into it.
Let me tell the people who's here. Andrea Lopez, welcome to Tori's Stupid Podcast.
We're in the stupid studios.
We're here with the sign, which I think, it translates.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You're the second with the sign. I'm just happy you're here. We met at Broadway Comedy Club.
Yeah.
It was Troy's show. Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend, Nikki Smigs, was on.
Right.
And you were in the back. And the second I walked out, you had an Amazon skirt on that I had been eyeing. And I had in my car four times. And I was like, where is that skirt from? And you were like, girl. And the rest is history.
The rest is history. And I saw you had Nike blazers on. Yes. And I go, I love this girl.
Yeah, and then you storied that night. You're like, with the blazers. And then I had like three friends reach out to me and be like, oh my God, I love that girl. And I'm like, she's incredible.
Listen, Nike blazers, I think I meet most of my friends through what they're wearing on their shoes.
Okay, well, and for me, it's like some sort of like Amazon connection. Here we go. That's been in my cart.
The fact that you knew that ripped up Amazon skirt was from Amazon, I go, I was trying to hide the fact. And you're like, is your skirt from Amazon? I go, girl, shh.
Is it 1995? Because I can't seem to justify paying that for that skirt, but I really want it. And then I bought it the next day. Have I worn it? No.
Have you worn it? I don't think I've worn it since either. Yeah. It was a one-time thing.
It's cute though.
Yeah. No, it really is.
It's a patchwork. Anyways, I'll put the link up. But anyways, I'm just happy you're here. You were in LA. I was so sad when you left. And now you're back.
Right. And now I'm fully back. And I don't even remember that LA stint that I did.
You blacked out.
I blacked it out. I have no idea. Here's the thing. It was an open. I fully blacked it out.
So I just remember you went for a reason. It was like you were going to host something. It was like, you know, you had a plan.
At the time, I did have a plan. I was a man with a plan. I was working for Comedy Central at the time, and they were in both. We would go to LA and New York for different shoots. Uh-huh. And I had a roommate out there, like a friend that had an open room. And he was like, listen, we got to fill this room. This is a perfect opportunity. And I thought, indeed it is. Indeed it is.
LA is calling.
LA is calling. I thought, if there's no other better time to do this, it's got to be right now. So that's why I moved out there.
So good.
And it was at the tail end of the pandemic and I was living at home. So it was a good way to just
jumpstart.
DC.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we also had that connection.
Yeah.
The DuPont Circle, like Adams Morgan area.
Oh, like DC.
DC.
I think we've had this conversation because I was like, you mean DC? Or right, like, outside of DC. And you're like, DC.
A common misconception, really.
You're like, no, I'm a city kid. I'm from these streets raised me. Honestly, DC's legit. Like,
it really is.
If you're in the wrong place, you're in the wrong place.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get caught. Actually, it's on the up and ups, but there are still some areas that you don't want to be.
Yeah, I was actually just there this weekend. I'm like, I could.
Potentially?
Yeah, potentially.
Potentially.
But it was nice. See, I was with my friend. She lives there. So it was like, I got the tour from her. We got tacos and Amar. We walked the monuments.
Oh, yeah. See, once you're walking around in the monuments, it's springtime. Mm-hmm. The cherry blossoms are out. You're thinking, what a great city.
What a great. And the only protester was someone with a sign that said save TikTok. So I felt safe.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, DC, all about for the free speech. And so it was very political. That's why kind of I realized I wasn't. For DC.
Like, this isn't my...
Right. I wasn't going to be a nonprofit. I'm not going to be a lobbyist. I'm not a lawyer. I wasn't going to be working in the environment. So I thought, I got to get out of here.
Like, I got a voice, but it's not this.
But it's not Congress. I don't even know what the fuck goes down in Congress. I'm from DC. People are always, as soon as I say DC, they want to get right into politics. Yeah. And I go, no, 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 no.
Back off.
That's why I left.
Are your parents?
Parents are still there.
And are they in that scene?
My dad does IT for the government, for Department of Agriculture. But no, my mom, she's never wanted to live there. She just kind of...
Along for the ride.
Along for the ride, yeah. She grew up there. My dad grew up there. And they just kind of...
Stayed,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my dad's from my mom and dad are from Baltimore. So, yeah.
And see? And they just like... And here we are.
Here we are. We're like, not us.
I had to get out.
I probably end up, but who knows? I do love Maryland.
I do, too.
It's a great area. Do you ever see yourself moving back?
So fun. Not really. I still have family there. We go to Ocean City, Maryland.
Shout out Ocean City.
Shout out.
I mean, some solid high school memories.
Oh my God. Yeah.
On that boardwalk.
It's the best, really.
Yeah, it's classic time.
It's one of those trashy things that you'll always hold close to your heart. You know, it's so trashy.
Totally.
But I love it. But you can't get me not to love it. I love everything about it.
It's kind of Maryland in general. Like, there's nothing classy about picking crabs and dumping too much Old Bay on your food. No. But I love it.
But I love that whole culture.
Yeah. Did you play a sport? I played lacrosse, obviously.
Lacrosse, hot.
I got suckered in.
Field hockey. No, I always wanted to.
I played field hockey.
You did too?
Yeah. Where'd you go?
You were the cool kid. I went to Visitation.
Okay. I think I remember that. The all girl. I went to Severn School.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We like dabbled in this convo.
Yeah, okay. We literally are having the same exact conversation we had 3 years ago. Was that 3 years ago? That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Gross.
I can't.
We met and we're like, we're best friends.
No, seriously.
And then I was like, hey, I started a podcast and I need you on my couch.
And now you got to get on. Now you got to get in here. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in here. And I'm just, thank you for doing this. I did a little stalking of you today just to be like, okay, like, what has she been up to?
Not
so
much.
I did Chanel West Coast podcast.
Chanel out in LA.
So I was so honored. I'm like, okay, not Chanel West Coast, but I got you. How was it? She was like my little idol from like the Rob Dyrdek.
Oh my God. Remember those days?
Yes.
Yes. She's doing great.
She's a baddie.
She still
like
is.
The original baddie.
Yeah. No. Like the rapper. Yeah. Still, she always paved her own way.
She was young too. I was like, she's 35. What the fuck?
What the
fuck? But same age.
She's got the baby face. She's got the young collagen skin. I'm telling you.
So that was like 4 months ago.
Yeah, so I was out there and then
still in LA.
We followed each other on TikTok and then that was when I was I went there. You know, you ever do in this industry, you pay a lot of money just to do appearances?
You pay?
I paid Shut to up. Go out there. Well, I paid to do a couple podcasts.
Okay.
And I lined it all up and I figured, why am I losing money just to this get makes no sense.
You're like, you could just press a button on TikTok and 600,000 people will see it.
I'm like, seriously, I was like, I paid for a flight out there because I lined up 3 podcasts. I'm like, this is going to be great promo. But this is the industry.
Right.
You pay to meet people. You got to pay. If you get invited to a red carpet, you're not paid to do that. You got to pay for an outfit.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
No, it's really.
It's stupid. It's makes no sense.
When you really peel back the layers, you're like, what are we all doing?
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
What it makes no sense.
What is one of the dumbest things you've done in your life?
Dumbest things I've done?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Where to start?
Top tier stupid moment.
Top tier. I
moved to LA.
Yeah. Numero uno. Numero uno. Blacked out. Moved to LA. Freshman year, I thought I could drink as much tequila as you can vodka. Tequila is a hell of a drink.
Yeah. Hell of a good time though.
Hell of a good time. Drank way too much. Fell. And then I went to the hospital. And then,
Did you go to college?
Syracuse.
Classic Syracuse story. Yeah.
Classic.
Hey, it's too cold to do anything but poison yourself.
No, truly. You don't want to feel the cold?
Yeah.
Get drunk.
Liquid jacket. And you just thought, I'm going to make sure I'm cozy out there.
I am. Freshman year. Just sent it.
We all have those moments, though.
It's true.
That's really the most stupid?
Probably not.
You know, your stomach pumped? Was it like a full medical procedure involved?
Yeah, they didn't have to stump my pummock. Yeah, they didn't have to do that, I don't think.
Okay, you just had to get a drunk tank.
I was out, yeah. went in the hospital. Really, the biggest thing was just that school was so expensive. And my parents were like, don't do anything stupid.
Right.
Because that's just going to be even more expensive. What do? I get first semester, $1,000 ambulance ride to the hospital. And that was stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's so many other things. Oh, my God.
You know, again, I'd like to just throw that somewhere.
Oh, my God.
In this, but...
It's an embarrassing thing. I embarrassed myself. Oh, my God. This one time. Before Taylor Swift was cool.
Oh, she came out cool. I was OG Taylor fan.
OG?
See, I'm not a Swiftie, but I like Teardrops on My Guitar. I like Hey Steven.
That's the songs I know.
Those are the songs. Right. Everything else after that, I'm like...
Kind of just a remake. Kind of just like a...
Too angsty.
Yeah.
It was real, and then it was just angsty.
Right. Totally.
You're not a Swiftie either?
Not really, no.
Sorry, guys. If anyone's listening to this that isn't a Swiftie, so sorry.
It's because Swiftie... is a Swiftie. With that comes such a big responsibility...
Huge.
I'm letting it down. I can't live up to that name of a Swiftie.
No, and honestly, if you gave me tickets to see her, I'd say I'm so sorry, but I can't carry the team.
I can't.
I can't clap through this performance. I can't. Put me. Yeah, no. So sorry.
I'm not making friendship bracelets. Yeah, I don't have enough.
Right.
Oomph to go. I'd rather give it to somebody that would just fully embrace.
Like, I think I'd be in the corner like, wow, she's very talented. But that's so talented. That's the most I could muster up.
Completely.
Yeah.
This time I was working at a tennis camp. Not me. I was, I was the camp counselor that didn't really play tennis. They just gave me a job because I'm fun with kids.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right. So I got the job, and this one camp counselor, so sexy at the time, right? Peter, found out he liked Taylor Swift. So this is the time of the AIM, AIM Messenger days.
Oh, classic times.
I got
what was your name?
Orange Girl.
Nice.
813.
Mine was Pink Polka Dot 8809.
Pink orange polka dot. Orange girl. Loved orange.
Okay, I like pink.
It's really not that hard.
We are deep.
I mean, truly.
We are wells.
Here's the thing, though. Oh, I'm as deep as a deep well. I mean, the layers just keep on going.
I mean, I can feel it.
And I sent in the lyrics to Taylor Swift. And
which ones? Hey, Steven, I know looks can be deceiving.
Was it Teardrops? It might have been Teardrops.
Did he, break your heart?
Well, yeah, no, I was really trying. I really pulled out all the stops for this one.
Yeah, you did.
I thought he liked Taylor Swift. I'll just send him some Taylor Swift lyrics. Obviously, he'll fall in love with me.
Yeah.
That was so stupid. He just, told everybody that I sent him Taylor Swift lyrics. And
How old were you?
Oh, I was so young. I must have been freshman, 12 or 13, 13, 14.
That's impressionable.
I mean, truly. I was like, okay, fuck. Sorry I'm not Taylor Swift. I tried to get on your level with the lyrics. He was like, you're so embarrassing. You're never going to be Taylor Swift. I was like, I'm not trying to be. Second best, Please.
Well, his loss.
His loss.
You've been dating your boyfriend now for how long?
A little over 2 years. Okay, 2 years.
It seems like a healthy relationship. Yeah. That's nice.
Well, I mean, what is healthy? You know what I mean?
Honestly, no such thing. I actually read a Instagram meme today that was like, if you're in a bad relationship, it's hard. If you're in a good relationship, it's hard. And I was like, oh, that's a good reminder, because it's like, it's all hard.
It's all hard. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a lot.
You guys don't live together, do you? Because you just moved back?
I moved back. But then, we just moved into a new apartment in Brooklyn. Yeah.
That's a big step.
It is.
How's that going?
It's going well. We actually sleep separate.
Nice.
We live in it.
No, I love that. No, that's amazing. I have a friend who's married, and she's always lived in New York. We went to college together in Boulder, but... Ever since I've known her and they've lived together, they have two beds, but they're next to each other, which is kind of bizarre.
But they're next to each other.
They own a home too now in Connecticut. And it's the funniest thing. You walk into their bedroom and it's two full queen beds.
Wow.
Yeah. And honestly, at first I was like, this is crazy and weird. But then as you kind of absorb it, you're like, honestly, that's kind of nice.
Low key, it works. But to be in the same room, our issue is we'll be on different sleep schedules.
Yeah.
Therefore, you need two different rooms.
I think that's incredible.
But they sleep in the same room.
Yeah.
Maybe they just like their space.
Yeah, my friend is a light sleeper.
Yeah.
So she's like, don't touch me when I'm sleeping.
Because we're not really even doing anything when we're together. When you're sleeping?
Yeah, you're asleep.
We're asleep. So we just thought we'll sleep separately. Also, New York apartments are small.
Yeah. Honestly,
barely any room.
Also, two bedrooms are kind of the same price as a one bedroom. The price points are really not. It's bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
A one bedroom.
Fucked as a one bedroom, but two bedroom, you're like, okay.
For $300 more, you can have a two bed.
Yeah. And if you have two people, you're chilling.
We're sleeping separately.
Yeah. You really figured it out.
But I think we unlocked something.
Is he from around here?
Chicago.
I would have guessed Long Island. He just kind of has got that vibe.
Everybody says that. Yeah. He's got kind of like a New York. But no, he says some words with that Midwestern.
Okay. He's a comic. Yeah. Is he still out here?
He's out in these streets. Yeah. But he does a lot of Long Island, kind of Pennsylvania. Okay. Wherever the Italians are. Yeah.
Do you do stand up much?
I do. I just did. I took a break.
You have a show tonight, right?
No, this time I have the New York Sin Fest.
Okay.
I don't know. So we're gonna go see some short films.
Oh, fun.
No idea. Which is why I'm wearing this granny dress. It's gonna go under.
I think skirts are in. I didn't even question it. You're rocking it. And I like that you're such this comfy bitch. That's incredible.
This looks like a hodgepodge that I just threw on. Look,
there is no rules after the pandemic.
There's no rules. There really isn't.
Comfort is king.
It is. It's this long black dress. It's supposed to go with a leather jacket.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Don't question it.
I thought this girl's nailing it. I usually wear when I like dress up now. Yeah. I wear like one of those midi skirts with like a t-shirt. Like, yeah, that's it.
So
like,
it's cute.
You're right on the money there.
I'm really trying to be.
But I like they're going to a fancy event after this.
But it's not even. I don't even know. You know these. Once again, I go back to
are
it.
You paying money for this?
Of these stupid events. God forbid I bought an outfit for this because I'm done. I'm done spending money on these events. This I bought for another red carpet event, but it was like with a sheer top over it.
Oh, fun.
I digress. I living in this New York City, I understand now.
This New York City.
In living in this New York, I walk out of my apartment, spend $100.
Oh, easy.
Easy.
And also, like, let's say you do save for the day. Then you go on Amazon and you buy soap for $40.
You go, wow, it was so good today.
Yeah, no, literally. Today I left work. My coworker ordered Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't want it. He wasn't in. We have like a food service where you order through an app, whatever. It showed up on his desk and I was like, hey, man, you coming in today? He was like, no. I was like, can I eat this? And he was like, for sure. So I ate my sandwich and I'm like, amazing. Wow, I just saved $15.
Easily on lunch.
Then I'm walking home and I'm going through Whole Foods and I'm like, well, I saved $15. I'm going to buy what I want for dinner.
Exactly.
And the next thing I know, I'm spending $20.
That's not even girl math. That is New York math.
That is New York math.
Yeah.
Also, this is random, but while I'm talking about Whole Foods and my recent experiences there, Sunday I went to a show at the Comedy Cellar. I had two glasses of wine, not much dinner, was walking home, very buzzed. Run through a Whole Foods.
Oh, no.
I unlocked joy this evening because I have a lot of rules when I go into a Whole Foods. You know, I don't want to spend more than $50.
No.
I don't want to buy things that are unhealthy, but when you don't care about those two things,
the sky is the limit.
The sky became the limit, and you want to know what I got?
I'm excited for this one. I feel like it's going to be.
Don't get too excited, but it's something that I've. Well, yeah, it is. I got myself a nice shrimp cocktail platter.
That's incredible. Yep,
I saw it. We locked eyes. It was like $18.
Oh, yeah.
For like 25 shrimp.
That's really good.
Maybe less shrimp. They were pretty piled in.
I'm impressed.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it came with a cocktail sauce?
Oh, sure did.
Sure did.
And then I also got Cleo bars. Have you ever had Cleo bars?
Similar to RX bars?
I'll show you after.
Okay.
You might have to go home with one or I might make you eat it. But anyways,
Cleo bar.
They're like little cheesecake bars. I can't even. Yeah. But usually I just buy like one or two at a time. I bought like 10.
But you were balling out.
I was living.
Wow.
So yeah, back to your point. You could save for a day and then you go.
And then it all goes to shit.
Two glasses of wine and go to Whole Foods and you're living your best life.
I love Whole Foods. I feel rich when I'm in there. But then when I leave, I feel poor.
Yes, that is how it works.
That's how that works.
Also, once it got bought out by Amazon, you're kind of like, sorry, I don't know why I love it. But you're like, this is all the same. We're all drinking the same Kool-Aid.
It is.
Label it with whatever you want. The major, but it's Jeffrey Bezos.
It is. It is. He's into Spanish women, though.
Oh.
His new girlfriend's Spanish. Nikki. Watch out. Watch out. Never been into bald men, but I could.
I think the baldness to richness ratio cancels out after a certain degree.
It does. It does.
It's a bell curve. Once you hit a certain mark, you're like, be bald. I don't care.
I don't even see the bald, to be honest.
I don't see bald.
I am blinded by the dollar signs. I do not see bald.
Yeah. No, that's how it works. Same with shortness.
Oh, it used to be such a big thing for me.
Like you were into short men?
No.
Oh,
I saw past him.
It's a big thing.
I didn't see him. It didn't even occur to me that they.
How tall are you?
We're in 5'8".
Yeah, I mean that.
You're
5'7".
You what? Yeah. I swear you're taller than me.
It's weird. I got long legs. It's the Nike Blazers. Torso, it's the Blazers. Yeah. It's just our energies together. Yeah. We don't see height.
No.
We just see a beautiful friendship.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, I'm 5'7".
5'7".
5'6¾" if I really want to get down to it.
I think you're 5'8". If we really want to get to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
You're 5'8".
My energy is 5'8".
Absolutely.
That's, yeah.
And so with short men, I just never really.
Yeah, you really did see right over
him. I saw right over him.
You know what's funny? I actually heard this. I watch a lot of podcasts. I watch, not to like sound like I, whatever, I'm a loser. Anyways.
I love podcasts. Yeah.
I love a podcast.
Yeah.
So I watch like every Diary of CEO, you know, with Stephen Bartlett.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I've watched, like, if you look at my YouTube, it's on the spectrum. All that. All of them have a red line under them. I'll show you after. It's actually really embarrassing. Because sometimes I'll click through and I'm like, I wasn't even watching that. Like, I just feel like, it'll be on in the background. And I'm like, apparently I've watched everyone. But one of them recently was like a sex therapist or like a relationship expert.
Ooh, okay.
And he got into attraction for men and women. And he talked about this thing called the golden mean. And for women.
Never heard.
It's the ratio of their shoulders to their waist. So a man with big shoulders is very women are really into that. Shoulders.
Yeah. Right.
Because they're strong, they can provide. And then for men, they like the ratio from the waist to the hips. Like, that's their golden mean. And I was watching that. I, like, spit out whatever I was eating. Because I was like, I have the hips of a little boy. So now it makes sense why I'm single. You would have thought, like, the earth shook. I was like,
this information is.
I can't handle this. But it's true. Like, it's like short men are a thing because you don't feel protected by them. Mm-hmm. And I guess.
It's like in our
barren
inner
hips.
No, you don't. You got the childbearing hips.
They're just, yeah. But no, it is funny because it is, I get, you know, you want to be hard on yourself being like, why am I like this? Like, hard on men. But it's like, no, it's like actually like coded in our DNA.
Coded for the men to want childbearing hips.
Yeah. And like, you aren't going to see short men because you're like, you can't save me.
Right.
If there's a burning fire, I'll pick you up.
There's some things I could, yeah, exactly. I do always feel like the bigger person in the relationship, unless, you know, he's big.
Right. I don't like feeling big.
No, make me feel tiny.
Exactly.
Small.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Little.
Little. New York is hard, though. I feel like there's a lot more smaller men than larger.
Because they don't have to protect or gather. They're just a little, they're, you know.
There's no hunter gathering here.
No hunter, yeah. They are out at their desks.
They are.
Hunched over, getting their little Quasimodo humps.
Yeah.
Tapping away on their keys. Maybe they see their personal trainer in the morning who tells them what to do. Yeah.
And then that's it. They just go from place to place.
Yeah.
Not really
it's
doing anything.
It's not the healthiest lifestyle. Which, you know.
Oh, no, it isn't.
That LA did have that. Did you, like, get outside a lot?
I did. We would try to go hiking, try to get into the hiking of it all.
Were you with Nikki out there?
No.
You by yourself? Was that hard, long distance?
I guess it. Well, no, we were in the beginning of it, so it was fun.
Okay,
it's kind of like, you know, I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Drag out the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so
really
I was
nice.
Out there for maybe 6 months during the beginning.
And what were you doing out there? What was again? We started on that, and then we kind of
right. Well, I was working with Comedy Central,
right?
And then I didn't do. Did I do stand up out there? I think I did a couple shows. But I wasn't taking it too seriously. I was just kind of enjoying LA, meeting people.
Comedy out there is hard too. Like
it is.
You have to really know the right people. And
yeah.
It's so spread out. That
it's
like
so
networking
spread
is hard.
Out.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I got to meet Carlisle Forrester. She's really close with Nikki Glaser.
Okay.
Sometimes opens up for her. So we became close, did a couple of videos together. And yeah, you just kind of like meet who you can out there and then hope for the best. But
do you know Louisa Lang?
Yes.
I just had her on and she's open for Nikki.
Love her.
She's incredible.
She does the
we have
the
to
song?
Hang out.
Oh, absolutely.
We're the same like
at 100%. I saw her do a show. It was a celebrity lineup or something and she opened for us. But yeah. Good people.
I mean,
good people.
Also, like, I love you both of you, your style of comedy and also just the way you let it rip online. Like, you're not trying for the, like an ecstatic like put comedy first,
right?
And I think that is the key, and just being authentic and like just letting yourself look like I loved your Oompa Loompa video you did recently.
Totally.
Like,
right,
the way your impressions are like you thank just you. Like don't hold back anything and it's fucking hilarious. Your
thank
Kristen Cavallari's are insane.
She's really doing, you gotta ride the train. And thank you for saying that also. It's so sweet of you.
No, really, Kristen. Like, you nail it.
Kristen is definitely...
Is that one of your favorite impressions? Yeah,
because she's ridiculous. And the whole Mark Estes dating this younger guy, it's crazy to me.
No, you have to tap into this even more.
I really do. That's what I suck at, actually, is just if a video does well, I'll stop. I don't know why. I'm like, well, that's good enough. We'll close that up.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, you got to give yourself a little room to breathe. Right. You don't want to, like, also, the people leave them wanting more.
I leave them wanting, you know, I just leave
more.
Them. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I leave them off the face of the cliff, and then I say, see you later.
Well, I mean, you put a lot out there.
I'm trying to. I do. I get tired. I for sure have reached a limit.
Fair.
And I've realized, you know, content can only take you so far. You can't put all your eggs into the content basket. You'll get some things, but you can't put everything in there.
Right.
You got to be doing a lot of different things. And by that, I mean stand up, making your own show, writing a pilot. I mean, it's exhausting.
It's a lot.
I
mean, I really ignored social media for a long time.
I get it.
When I first started doing stand up, because also, like, I wasn't very good. You know, you got to.
Like, oh, please.
And, like, yeah, so it's like you're building, but then also you're like, as I get better here, oh, I can't neglect this because it goes hand in hand because no one's going to book me if they think I don't have a.
Exactly.
And then it's like this little, like, house of cards you build. And then, I mean,
totally.
Yeah. It's. And then here's this, you know?
Then this is a whole other job.
Yeah, yeah. And I forget that, like, this is work. Because then I have three episodes banked right now. And I'm like, oh, I have to edit those. Like,
those still need to be,
this is the fun part. And then I'm like, oh, right.
There's so much that comes with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
You have a podcast. Do you edit yours?
Yeah, Big Wigs Podcast. We used to. And now we work with a producer.
Nice.
He's working on a couple other shows. So it's been good. It's been good. So he definitely works on editing. But then, of course, the social part is a big part of it. So you got to cut clips.
Reels.
TikTok. Reels. YouTube. I mean, the limit does not exist. What's
interesting about all of it is like, YouTube is such an important platform to build.
Right.
Like, Troy hit 1 million this year.
It's insane.
It's such a revenue good builder, and I'm so happy for him. And it's fascinating because it's like you're very successful on TikTok and Instagram, and then your YouTube is there, but it's not as much.
Right, not as much.
And I was actually looking at your profile today, and what's crazy is like a reel on TikTok will have 1 million views.
Right.
That same exact reel as a short on YouTube will have 500.
Right.
And you're just like, what is this game we're playing?
Right.
Where can I tap in? Because it's like YouTube is really the revenue maker.
Mm-hmm. But it takes so much longer to grow on YouTube. You've got to stay so much more consistent over the course of, like, what? How long has Troy been doing YouTube consistently?
Consistently? 5 years?
Incredible.
I mean, he's been putting stuff on there for 10.
Right. Wow.
But
that's amazing to me. As far as
really committing to the reels and stuff, I would say 5, 6.
And you just got to keep on going.
Yeah, and then you just need those, like, those moments to really, like, take off. What was one of your most viral videos that, like, took off on TikTok?
It was really, I feel like for a lot of people, they experienced it because everybody was on TikTok during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But it was this really stupid video. I saw a trend, people doing 1 month after watching something, 2 months after watching something. I just did that with something I could do, which is a Kardashian impression.
Okay.
That one was like the claim to fame everybody knew me from was doing Courtney in front of a mirror.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that one of your favorite impressions to do?
Not anymore because I've done it for so long, but it for sure used to be because it was like the bread and butter. But now I don't follow their lives as much. Their show isn't as entertaining to me anymore.
Totally. Well, it went to Hulu and then it was still good, but then it got kind of watered down.
Yeah.
And now, is there even another season coming? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I think there is. I don't follow them as much. I like the silly... I like before people get famous, you know?
Yeah.
Before the fame comes, before the mansions come. Like, that's what we really want to watch.
Right. No, they're old. Like, I've watched
the old stuff. Episode. So funny.
It holds up, and it's even better now. Like, when you go back, you're like, wait, Kylie's on a stripper pole right now?
Like, that's crazy.
No wonder she's the way she is. And I was actually... Right. I don't know if I told you this, but I went back... I was DMing this to you, but I went back to Very Cavallari.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because I've never seen it, but my TV was like, hey, you want to see this?
And you probably should watch.
Yeah. And it was so fascinating to watch post her meeting Mark Estes, because her husband is just like...
Jay,
literally, it's incredible.
She put him through a lot, but the way he looks at her and just wouldn't give her, Yeah.
Anything.
Anything.
He was just so like...
Dry toast.
Like the first episode, the girls are coming over that work for her. And he's like, she goes, can you please say hi to them? And he goes, I guess. And they walk into his home and he just looks at them. And Kristen's kind of like... And then,
say hi.
It was wild. I'm like, what is wrong with this man? And also,
he's
like,
checked out.
The more I'm getting to know the characters on that show, like, I don't want to talk too much shit, but I'm not vibing with the personalities as much as I would have liked to.
Right.
Because you want to like the characters.
You do.
But suddenly, like, I'm almost on her side the most, Kristen's. So I'm like, because she does seem to have love for him still, even though he's kind of like, literally, if you perish in front of me, I would not bat an eye. So you kind of have this, like, love for her of, like, watching her go through that. But the girls are, like, kind of mean.
Yeah, it's very mean girl energy.
Yeah.
It's very pretty girl.
Pretty mean girls.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't, it feels like I love bad garbage TV. Like, I'll watch Vanderpump until the cows come home.
Of course.
But when I watch that, I feel like it's like eating McDonald's. I'm like, I feel like I'm hurting myself.
Oh, yeah. Somehow you're losing part of yourself watching that.
Yeah.
Completely.
Wait, have you talked to her or?
Kristen, we've DM'd. But then that's like kind of the extent of it. Yeah,
this
basically.
Is funny.
She was like, oh my God, this is crazy. You're doing me really funny. She's like, everybody sends me this. But then that was the extent of it. And then
was that like such a highlight moment?
That was really funny. Yeah. I never want to offend the people that I impersonate. That's why I won't do it.
Does it make you hold back a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Like if you were to really just let it go, would you be like,
absolutely. Well, no. With Kristen, no. I think maybe with Mark, this whole conversation with Mark, I would.
Wait, you need to have someone be Mark and you.
I need, right.
Because.
But who the hell is going to be Mark?
Just have Nikki throw a cowboy hat on. I'm serious. It would be hilarious. Because, anything that I've seen with Mark, he's just kind of like, she's really smart. And she's,
it drives me insane.
She, like, knows what's happening in the world, and I don't.
When he said that, what he means to say is, I want to decode everything he's saying. He's trying to say that she's aware and she's very well-versed. She's older than him. She's mature.
Exactly.
The only thing he can come up with is...
She's smart.
She's smart. She, like, knows what's going on in the room and stuff. What? What?
Is that a direct quote?
Direct quote.
That's amazing. She, like,
always knows what's going on in the room. I hope so.
See, like, I didn't even know what he said because I'm so enamored by the way he looks.
It's actually frustrating. And then I love that Kristen thinks...
He's so hot.
So hot. But it's annoying. It's actually annoying to me. It hurts me how attractive.
It's...
Nobody should be bestowed that.
I think he might be the hottest man on this earth.
Tori. Now, Tori, that's stupid. Don't you even give him that. Don't you.
Name a hotter guy. I'm so sorry.
You can't. You can't be saying all that. You're gassing him up.
He's so
for no hot. Reason.
He's so hot.
No, he
but he's just as unintelligent, I think, as you can't be that hot and have a brain.
Right, right. And that's what I, at the beginning, when we didn't see a lot of him, now he's doing way too many podcasts. Now he really should not have.
Someone take him off
air. Take him off.
Like
I'm sorry to say.
The Hannah Berner interview with him where she was like,
yeah.
She asked something about, like, how do you know if a guy can provide for a girl or something? Or how do you know if a guy... I don't know what the question was, but all he goes is the buck he shoots.
Oh.
And Hannah goes, bucks he shoots?
How do you know if a man is, like, a real man?
Yes!
The bucks he shoots.
The bucks he shoots. And Hannah was like, I'm sorry, excuse you?
What language are you speaking?
The bucks he shoots. I couldn't, he had to say it 8 times. I was like, I'm so sorry. Wait. Say it again, slower. The bucks he shoots.
I have no, even with her captioning the video, still no idea what the fuck he was talking about.
No, and I'm like.
The bucks he shoots. Not English.
And then I had to be like, oh yeah.
He's
Montana
from
boys.
Montana, right.
Like, I
right.
think maybe they were birthed on the farm in a water birth.
Oh, yeah. Next to a calf.
Yeah. And, like, the calves raised him.
Yeah.
Maybe his mom and his dad showed him how to shoot a buck. But that's them.
That's them in a nutshell. They really are Montana boys.
You're like, well, who crafted your body that was like, hey, this should leave Montana? Like, I don't believe in God, but, like, whoever crafted that body gave him a new life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's crazy to me is that there's probably 100 of him just in Montana.
Whoa.
Do you think?
I mean, come on. He's so good looking. There's but definitely 100 of the other ones. There's that one that's not cute at all. Imagine being that. He's like the Joey Fatone.
I think of him all the time.
Of the Montana boys. Are there three or four? I don't even know.
Sometimes there's so many of them. Sometimes there's eight, right?
I'm confused. There's a core group. But they
only choose. There's a core group. There's a core four.
It's Mark.
Yeah.
R. Camp or something. I know.
RJ?
By his Instagram.
No, I don't know these names.
Whatever. He's the second hottest one.
Okay.
I unfortunately followed him on Instagram.
And you followed him?
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
I'm not proud.
I wouldn't. What do they post on their stories?
Nothing. I don't follow Mark because it hurts me too much.
Yeah, no. See, that would be a hate follow for sure.
Yeah. Honestly, it's all a hate follow. Here I am crafting stand-up comedy for the last 6 years, and I have 8 followers.
Torque. It makes this. These are the outlier. Like, this doesn't happen.
What I don't understand is the same song.
The same song.
That's what I don't get.
I just did a video where I'm Kristen and I'm practicing the Luke Holmes. Yeah. Like, I was sitting in my room and I was like, this song is literally ridiculous. I'm one number away from calling to you. It's stuck in my head. Yeah. That's the only, like, get some different rotations in there.
It makes no sense.
People are getting, it's old. It's stale.
Are they in on the joke, you think?
I don't think. Because.
Do you think they just can't figure out the lyrics to any other songs?
I mean, yeah, that's what I really think. I think they really connect with this one. They really connect. I don't know why he does the L for I like. No, I'm.
He always has the same line, right?
Always the same line, right?
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving. I lie to you. He does this for lie.
I think this is like foreshadowing into his relationship with Kristen. Like he's going to cheat on her.
I don't know if he'll cheat on her. I just think that she's going to be, once again, bored.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they really talk about. Like, I get it. He's so hot. Would love. Some of that ass, but like after a couple months,
no, an hour.
And
what are you talking about?
Like, shh, don't speak.
I'm sorry, she can't. She never shot a buck,
right?
Is he shooting? Are they going to the farm? Is he showing her a new life?
I do understand because she lives on like a nice, big, open Nashville farm. Now the Montana boys live in Nashville. For me, okay. that's a messed up brand.
There was a.
I don't get that. I'm like, you're changing your brand now? You're the Montana boys in Nashville? How does that work?
Yeah. It's country adjacent.
That's true.
When I saw that, she was like, yeah, I might have to have a kid with him. I'm like,
what? Have to like procreate. Girl, don't. Girl. I mean, the baby would be ridiculous.
Ridiculous. But like, what about her kid? Also, sometimes if they're two hot people, it cancels out and it creates an ugly baby.
I've seen that. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Too hot does not make another hot.
Not always. No. So, like, yeah, it has the chances of being very good looking, but it could be heinous.
But it could really go off the other end.
Yeah, it could be like a girl with his body. You know what I mean? Or like a guy with her body.
Yeah.
So, I just feel bad for her kids.
I always wonder about them, but she does a really good job of protecting them.
I like the way she keeps them off camera.
Yeah.
But it is interesting.
Me too.
I do think she's having a bit of a midlife crisis.
I don't know what to call it. Yeah, no, I would agree with you. She did say, I've been listening to her podcast. She's like, I've really waited for the right guy to come around. I've dated guys my age, I've dated guys older, and nobody's really been able. And then after she said that, I go, nobody's fucked you like Mark. Is that what you're about to say?
yeah,
like,
really.
Is that what we're getting at? Because there's no way that you didn't find something in an older guy that you did in Mark.
Right.
Now and I'm just shit talking Mark.
What did she say?
Nobody that really completed her. Like, for her, Mark makes sense. She's like, he's a really nice guy. He's really down to earth. He doesn't know how hot he is. And when she said that, I was like, please. If you're Mark and you take one look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, damn, what more do you need?
I mean, all he posts on his Instagram is him just like looking at the camera like,
thank you. Clearly, you know you're attractive.
There are mirrors in Montana, so.
There are mirrors. You can see your reflection.
And I'm sure the DMs he gets are crazy. Women are insane.
Women are insane. That's such
something that has become very clear to me in stand-up.
Oh, this is so stupid.